Good afternoon. I'm Mayor Tom Barrett, and I'm here to speak about the events and the actions and the words of our president over the last few days. I believe that every elected official at every level of government, regardless of their political persuasion, regardless of whether they are in a red state or a blue state, regardless of whether they're a federal official, a state official, or a local official, has a moral responsibility to step forward and repudiate the words of the President of the United States. I actually feel bad that I have to say that, but I feel so strongly about the approach that he has taken to the events over the last few days that I cannot remain silent. Hatred is not acceptable in Virginia. Hatred is not acceptable in Wisconsin. Hatred is acceptable nowhere. This nation that we all love, is better than this. This nation is better than our president. And we cannot allow our president to destroy the image and the reality of this country. Every day, I am impressed and humbled by the actions taken by the people who live in our city. People who are struggling, but who are trying to take care of their families, who try to make sure that their children get an education, who want to care for their parents, and want to have a job where they can support their family. From all racial backgrounds, from all ages, they want to live the American dream. And we need a president who's going to be supportive of that in every single community in this country. Unfortunately, with his words, the president of the United States has intentionally and purposefully degraded the integrity, hope, and aspirations of our residents and hundreds of millions of people across our country. With his words, the president has given white supremacists a free lane to run in, a lane in which they can whitewash history and trample on the rights and dignity of first and multi-generational Native Americans, African Americans, Asians, Hispanic Americans, Muslim Americans, Jewish and gay Americans, Americans all, and Americans forever. That has been the strength of our country, our ability to come together. And we know that our history has not been perfect. We know there have been challenges and problems along the way. But it's been the resiliency of this country, and most specifically, the resiliency of the leadership of this country, the presidents of our country who have stood up and said, this is the moral direction in which we have to move. We now have a president who does not want to do that and, in fact, refuses to do that. When he was inaugurated president, President Trump placed his hand on a Bible and took the following oath. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Mr. President, it's not a white constitution. We are not the white United States. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We must all pledge to uphold these values, to work harder to ensure these values, and to demand that the President of the United States keep his oath and represent all the people. Thank you. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Congresswoman Moore says it's time for him to go. We won't stop until he's out of office. Do you agree that he should be removed from office?
I believe we have a democratic system in place right now. I think the democratic process will play itself out. I'm not calling for his resignation today, but I'm calling on every elected official at every level of government to condemn his words over the last 72 hours.
Are you disappointed in the response you've heard from people like Scott Walker, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who seem hesitant to criticize
I am disappointed. I think this is a time where you have to put partisanship aside, and you have to talk about what's right. And this is not even a close call. This is the President of the United States who is purposefully trying to draw a moral equivalency between white supremacists and people who object to white supremacy. There is no moral equivalency here. It just doesn't exist. And to suggest that somehow this is the Packers versus the Bears or the Brewers versus the Cubs, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about white supremacists who want to take away the rights of people in this country. And we need our leadership to stand up for this. We can't allow the dog whistle politics to invade this and be quiet because those people support us.
And on the subject of Republican response, particularly locally, they, I don't know if you've seen the post from the Milwaukee County Republican Party on Twitter saying, Democrats haven't been this mad at Republicans since we freed their slaves, over a picture of Confederate soldiers. What are your thoughts on that?
Read it again.
Democrats haven't been this mad at Republicans since we freed their slaves.
I would say part of that is true. Democrats haven't been this mad in a long time because we haven't seen this type of behavior in a long time. This is a type of behavior we thought and hoped had ended a century and a half ago. And now we've got people who apparently think that that behavior was acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable. And you're right, I am mad. I am mad, and I'm disappointed that the President of the United States, and by extension, the apologists for his actions, whether it's the Wisconsin Republican Party or Wisconsin elected officials who refuse to condemn it, yeah, I am mad about that.
How would you like to see President Trump move forward in the next couple of days?
Well, it was interesting because I was actually out of commission, if you will. I was at a personal event in Canada over the weekend where we spread my mother-in-law's ashes. She had died several years ago, so we weren't in cell range at all. So it was only Monday morning when I first learned about this. And I was doing an interview with public radio, and they asked me about it, and I was up to speed. And I said I was disappointed, of course, that the president hadn't said anything up to that point. And it was during the course of the interview that they got his first prepared statement, if you will, that the White House staff apparently tried to back him off from this both sides rhetoric. And I said that I was, of course, happy that he was moving away from that first statement that he made. Then, of course, we had the press conference yesterday where he went right back to the first statement. And to me, again, it's not anything that any elected official in this country should ever tolerate. To have the President of the United States try to drive that wedge between Americans is so wrong. It is just so wrong.
The groups that organized the rally in Virginia have said we're going to continue to have rallies in other places. Any concerns, any thoughts about what would happen here?
I want them to know they're not welcome here. They are simply not welcome here.
Michael?
I would like to ask, because news reports say that these folks are emboldened to do so at stage rallies elsewhere. It would strike me that this would require some coordination between law enforcement offices. And I'm not certain, although I'm sure the Milwaukee Police Department has plans, how well will they be able to coordinate with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department? Because that sheriff has not apparently spoken the same forceful words that you're using.
We have a strong relationship with the rank and file of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, and I know in past instances, regardless of what the rhetoric that has been coming out of the Sheriff's Office himself, that we've been able to have a working relationship with the men and women who work for the Sheriff's Department, and I'm confident that we could continue to do that.
What can our neighborhoods do in the face of this threat?
I think that this is a time when all Americans have to step forward. I talked about elected officials. I think leadership, business leaders. And I was proud. I was proud of the business leaders who stepped forward and said, we're not going to tolerate this. And obviously, it was becoming such a large number that you saw what the president did today, where he disbanded both business councils because of the actions that were being taken by business leaders throughout this nation who said, we're not going to stand with this guy on this issue. There's no way. There's no way anybody should.
All right. Thank you
Thank
very
you very much.
Much.